All right, guys, welcome back to Swan Song. It's time to answer some of your questions here during the recap. So, I think everyone just, if you see a question,
I've got one that I've wondered this myself.
Okay.
And I would like to know what y'all think. So, someone says, with the way things usually end up going during missions, do you sometimes worry the crew will eventually end up hostile against the majority or all of the big factions in the sector? And how would you deal with a situation like that?
Didn't we? I mean, aren't we kind of dealing with that right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I feel like
suddenly
that's,
it's like, we can't.
The last episode is a good thing. I think you have basically. I keep a list of all the factions and how they feel about the Swan Song.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at that list. I'm seeing several hostile factions.
We've always got Rajani. Rajani's fine.
Most of them are neutral, but yeah, you've got the Madari Syndicate more or less on your side right now. So I mean, what I guess is that a thing that y'all think about?
Like,
you do tend to go to a planet, do a bunch of shit, and then have the cops chase you off that planet.
I mean, I feel like that's just kind of like that's what Higgins does. That's what he leaves.
They all
like,
just they all of the just show. Ignorant. They all and, just ignorant.
That's the thing is that like the crew is a extension of Higgins' arms in the sense that. They kind of do whatever I want, at least what I've seen. They all have their own motives or whatnot, but in doing so, we just piss everyone off, no matter where we're doing or what we're doing.
You know, I find it incredibly ironic that Bon Bon, as a character on Mere Shades, wants nothing more than to be notoriously known across the Shadowrunning community as being, you know, these
competent, yeah.
misfits. And yet in Swan Song, where Piani's like indifferent about it, and probably she's like, this is more a hassle than it's worth. It's like it's happening everywhere. So I just think that's
funny. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think to a degree we forget because we see the crew as the center of the universe. We forget how big these factions are and how huge the sector is. You know, there's trillions of people that live in all the star systems in all the part of the sector. The Swan Song is very small. We see them as huge because we see them blowing up, you know, marketplaces and we see them causing chaos. But I think that the sector at large, the factions at large, they have more important things to do than chase the Swan Song around. Now, that won't always be true. You know, the Swan Song may get to a point where they become a faction themselves. But for now, I think that they get by on their smallness. They get by on their ability
I don't know if we as players could actually manage that. Like, we would have to have an NPC that managed that for us. Because I feel like, and this is not a... This is not... meant in a negative manner, but all of us come to the show, and some nights I'm not there, some nights Jeff's not there, some nights Wheat's not there, some nights Steven's not there, and that's just kind of how it goes. Like, that's something I think the four of us and the five of us kind of accept. And if one of us was tasked with being like a leader in that sense of someone in the galaxy, it would fucking never happen.
Yeah, we all have to pass off the baton of carrying the show forwards.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
I wonder what that feels like.
I see a question here that I feel like is pretty easy to answer, at least on my part.
Go ahead.
Because as Piani and Higgs are still around, there was a moment where I was convinced Piani was gonna die. Like, I don't know if I can pinpoint the exact, but there was one. It was the one where everyone had to scramble to go fucking find the medical supplies, and you're making people make luck rolls to find that shit. And again, we got lucky on the second try. But from that point, I actually already have my second character. And the moment I knew what I was gonna do, I'm like, I mean, I've been preparing myself for, and it may never happen, but I'm ready if Piani meets a.
No, I've had a
untimely death.
I think around the end of like the first arc, so 10 episodes in, I know who I would play if Higgs ever died. But it was only because Victor died. Victor dying was like, oh my god, we're actually mortal.
Yeah, this could happen.
Yeah, Victor's death was like a nail in the post. It was just like, look, this is what happens.
Yeah.
So yeah, since then, people have been very, very cautious. Yeah, I think having backup characters is fun. I think there's lots of space in the universe. So, you know, there's a question about, yeah, whether you've ever like wanted to play another character. I feel like everybody's pretty attached to their characters. Yeah. But
well, I feel like I kind of play a different character with Higgs almost every episode.
So. Well, and that's,
I feel like Eric is starting to run this course, you know.
Yeah, no, you're on your 10 episodes.
Now you're
going to
try and get him killed, and I won't let you. He's, yeah. He's mine now.
I'll just go weirder and weirder. We can play this game, Adam.
This is weirdness chicken.
The question is, what is everyone's favorite swan song scene? And I thought that was a good one. So short, I guess just by mentioning it, you don't have to go into a full-on explanation. Like, what is everyone's favorite scene?
God, I have like 10.
Yeah, I have so many, but the one that always comes to mind is, and it's not even like a big serious one, it's just like a little goofy scene that happened. It's that scene in the bar where Mr. Sakarian just decides to kill the dude and everything goes to shit.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like a bar fight and like just 20 minutes of me scrambling to try to understand what the hell you're doing.
Oh, it's a blue fever guy.
It's like, well, right? No, it's just like, it's like,
yeah,
being
it was
at
a blue
party,
fever guy, yeah.
It's like being at a party that's getting like a little out of control and you're just kind of like, uh-oh. What's going on? And then somebody smashes a beer bottle over somebody else's head, and then everything just goes crazy. And all, before you know it, like the car's in the pool and the house is on fire. And you're just like,
that was fun.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah.
That was fun.
I like that one.
Jeff, you said the fight, the Titanfall fight,
yeah,
was yours, obviously. Yeah. I think for me, I think all of ours will probably have to do with our own characters, but like the reveal
Luminari?
Yeah, the Luminari, like, that was a fun thing. Just because that entire episode, like, that was the Titanfall episode. That entire thing was, everyone was kind of on edge to begin with. And then when when I realized that Adam was going to throw that in there then, I was kind of like, oh, fuck. Like, I actually have to figure out how this goes in my head, because we didn't really talk about it on how it was supposed to play out. We just said, like, this is kind of what this guy does, kind of is blah, 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 that it just happened. That was really fun to watch everyone freak out. Not even in the chat, but like I remember watching Wheat, and he had like visibles, like what the fuck is going on? Moments. I was like, this is great. Like, he's a lot of fun. But Wheat, Steven, what about you?
I loved the scene when Jeff was outside the ship, when Sakarian was outside the ship. That was just awesome. I loved like the scene of the fire on Andoni when like we were just like, yeah, okay, I guess we're just gonna watch this happen. Like, that was awesome.
That was a cool, mental image.
Yeah.
The five of us, really.
Standing on the bridge.
Standing on the bridge, just watching it happen, yeah.
Yeah. I think those two really stand out for me. And then, like, when Viktor Kovács put everybody to sleep, and then he was, like, putting himself to sleep afterwards, that was, like, a really tense, like, systems-driven moment where it's like, okay, the dice are going to determine what happens next, and this is cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You saved us from Swan Song, or from Stars Without Numbers, excuse me, because that would have been absolutely the dumbest fucking party wipe in the history of party wipes.
I saved us from the navigation rules.
Would have been good.
Space travel in that game, like, brilliant. Some asshole got fired from that company at some point. They were like, he's like, as they fired me, he's like, guess what?
Fuck you too.
I secretly hate games. It's a stupid fucking game. I hate Stars Without Numbers. And they're like, get out of here. And he gets out there like, well, we have to keep the system. I mean, you spent a lot of time on that shit. And they're like, yeah, all right, fine.
Yeah.
Well, you got a nav computer now, so it's okay.
Wait, what about you?
I mean, I've already talked about it a little bit, but like only because of, I mean, I guess like discovering Pi was really memorable for me because that became such a big part of the show. But Sakarian's departure for me was like, I will grow, and on my deathbed, I'll be like, God damn it, fucking Sakarian left the crew. He could have stayed with us. Who's going to kill things for us? Ah!
Dude,
will always stay with me, man. Always.
It's so funny because I actually experienced that through my own. If I'm being honest with myself, it was the breakup track of emotions, because whenever I ever break up with anything in my entire life ever, I'm always like, yeah, that's fine. That's fine. And then like 2 days later, it's rage. It's like, and Adam can actually, he'll attest to this, I'm sure, because at first it's like, yeah, you know, like we got to come to grips with either like he could die, or are you okay with the character being too big? And then we got to kind of move them on. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. And then it happens, and I'm like, and he's like, all right, so here's the decision. And then I was like, no, that's fucking stupid. That is dumb. That's not what I want to happen at all. And then, like, a couple of times, I very pointedly was... I am an asshole. I fight it every day. It's something that I'm working against. But Adam said a couple of things. Was like, yeah, like, you took Sakari, you fucking asshole. Son of a bitch, like, no. And he's like, and Adam's so good about it. He's like, whatever, you know, Jeff being Jeff. And then, like, didn't get the emotional reaction I wanted. So, like, a couple hours later, I'd be like, yeah, like, you took Sakari, you fucking asshole. Like,
well, so from...
That was
from
me being mad.
From a GM cruelty perspective, I feel like, you know, if people want to ask me, like, you know, what's the like cruelest thing you ever did as a GM? I have to point to, yeah, giving you exactly what you wanted, because it was like, yep, you won, and now I'm going to offer your character an opportunity he can't turn back or turn up, and then make a new character.
Not just that I agree with it, but also I think for the game itself,
it
what had to happen, and that's why I was ultimately okay with it moving forward. But there's no, the show would get so fucking silly and ridiculous. Like, if anyone's ever watched the show Supernatural, first three seasons pretty okay. Every season after that, utter shit, and it's because they killed Satan and saved the universe. And then made more shows afterwards, and it's like, well, how do we deal with this vampire this week? And it's like not believable to the least bit. So like, Sicarian's like, damn, that's a bad situation. Let me call in my fleet. We'll nuke it, and it's dank experience, I guess. It's like there's no realm where that makes any sense at all. So it had to happen. I knew it, and ultimately that's why I was okay with it. And like I said with JP, like that made sense, so I'm completely fine with it. And if the game kills you, that's okay too. But like, if we just start next episode, it's like Alpharius turns out to be a hidden bomb and he just blows up and Swan Song's over. People would be pretty upset with me.
I'd be kind of into that. That sounds pretty rad.
Sicarian, wait, no, Alpharius, get in line, buddy.
Yeah. That'd be kind of cool. Line. That'd be kind of cool. I like this question. What are the big goals/motivations of the crew members currently? Whoever wants to jump in first. The goals/motivations of the crew members currently.
I mean, Eric's kind of weird because he like figured out a lot about telekinetic Psytex. So I guess like find out a little bit more about that, but then also help Piani learn more about her eye.
Yeah. I and Pi are like obviously and I think after the Sicarian incident and there's certainly some sort of running thread about sort of keeping the crew together. There's something important about that to Piani.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was really close to actually, I thought we were going to take that ship. We still could take that ship.
Yeah, totally still could.
But in the sense of like keeping true to the game, I don't want to discuss that with you guys, but we could take that ship.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to, and then Alpharius is like, or no, was it someone in the group was like, no, we're definitely not going to take that ship. I forgot who it was.
Sounds like something Pi would say, but also Adam will just take it from you the second we get it anyways, like the grav tank that you never fucking got.
You son of a bitch, Adam.
Well, that was my fault. I had a choice. That was another one of the questions, actually. Like, what was one of the decisions you guys made that at the time didn't seem like a big thing, but looking back it is? We could have had a fucking grav tank if I would have just if I would have just not done what we did.
How many episodes end with, do we do the set? No! Just lower the back hatch, we'll drive the tank out and shoot him in the head.
Yeah.
For me, the thing is, God, like, I'm happiest when I can offer you guys the thing that you want, but at the cost of something equally important. So it's like, yeah, you could totally have this spaceship at the cost of your own testicles. Like, it's always gotta be like a big deal trade-off.
What was the trade-off?
The trade-off with the tank was that like the Andonian police force recognized the Swan Song, and they were like, these are the guys that iced that dude way back when. We need to go have a word with them. And you were like, we're gonna go, let's get out of here.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. That would have been fun to play.
God damn it.
Alpharius is pretty it's a pretty easy answer. He's happy to have had a job, but he also just as you can probably tell with the Warmind arc, he's very certain to want to get revenge for the desecration of his entire existence.
Yeah. What here's one that I think is a good kind of recap question. What do we know about Piani's eye at this point? And also, how did you acquire the eye? Because it's referenced multiple times, but like...
Yep. Yeah, the eye is a central part of kind of the current like meta thing that's going on in the game. Because it keeps coming up, and it definitely is affecting Piani in a lot of ways.
Yeah. You got it on Sigrid, right? From the old man.
Yes. Yeah. So there's a cabal or a cult or some kind of organization like the Lodge of Odin or whatever on Sigrid that believe that they were waiting Piani's arrival to give her, like, he didn't use the words chosen one, but he sees something like the loom of fate turning around Piani in some fashion, and so gave you the eye, and it showed you some weird stuff so far. You know, you've had kind of the big, like, overarching visions of like the wolf consuming the sun kind of stuff, but then also lately these weird images of like another person in another place. You keep getting shots of this like university. I'm curious to see from Weed particularly, but the rest of you, like, theories about what that might be, because I know I've definitely seen some fan theories. I know what's going on, but I'm curious to see what that stuff has been for you.
Full disclosure, Higgs does not care about the eye as much as I don't care about the eye, so I don't know anything about the eye. I know that I was there when it happened, but if you remember that episode, Higgs was he was like drunk when he was in the alley and we had that argument with Pi, and so he just like checked out after that. Okay. So
The eye presents an interesting, I guess, like, fork for Piani, because not only do you have the whole eye sort of subplot going on and what this means and my reaction to it, but then you have sort of the, you know, you have Alpharius coming on, who is like part human, part machine, and then you have the creation of Pi as a machine entity, and then suddenly there's an option to begin this process myself, I guess you could say, or to better understand. So a lot of people asked me too, like, why did you even hesitate or not hesitate? And it was like, because from Piani's point of view, it was like, that's her way of getting closer to something that she's trying to understand. So that's really a catalyst for the eye. And I think it's awesome. Like, Adam has thrown me some clues, but also kept me somewhat in the dark with the eye. So that is definitely a discovery process for myself too.
Yeah. Cool. That was the episode where I was drunk on cough medicine. So I was totally method acting there. Like, I was totally in it. And Higgs was out of it. And so was I. That
was fun. So was I. I get it. Yep.
Yes.
I'm just, will the series have an end? We don't know. It's never been talked about it. I don't.
I mean, everything comes to an end one way or another. So yes,
yeah,
we don't.
I think maybe the end is when all characters die at the same time. Like, I honestly, I think for everyone involved with the show, we all are invested in this for so long already that we wouldn't be wanting to just be like, yeah, we're done with that.
Yeah,
yeah.
We would need to like bring it to some sort of big.
It would be something that we announce like in a year we're done. Like, this is the final year.
Well, and to be totally honest, like, I find the universe so big and so fascinating that even if like the mainline swan song were to end, there's still room for all kinds of cool other stories in the same space. Whether they use the same rules or have the same characters or players, whatever, it's a big sector, and we got lots of room to play in. So,
yeah,
I saw an interesting question that I don't want to answer, but I want to like drop a hint at an answer.
All right.
It was like Steven and Wheat, what's the status on the love-hate relationship between Eric and Piani?
Excellent.
And I just want to remind you, chat, one of the core defining features of Eric is the fact that he puts his foot in his mouth constantly. Just
and now he wants to put his dick in her butt.
But in the I mean,
that's what you're trying to say.
Wow. Subtle. Really, just
I think from Piani's point of view, there's not Like,
let's dial it back.
She, she in fact might be oblivious to any sort of advances that might come from Eric at this point. So I don't know.
That's the expectation that I get from Piani. But yeah, like yeah,
it's true. What is the actual cost that we owe on the Swan Song right now? Does anyone have that number?
Currently, 17 hojillion.
Yeah, 17 hojillion dollars. It's somewhere, I think, now that you've added on the extra stuff you haven't paid for yet, it's I think it's over $1 million now. Let's see. The old Swan Song debt tracker here. Oh, no, just shy of $1 million. You currently owe 942,989 credits, which means by making the minimum payment of 8,220 credits a month, your characters will pay it off. Well, it'll take a long-ass time. You'll all die.
No problem.
That happens. Yeah.
Not so worried about
The other thing, too, is that it has a giant hole in the side of it now, right?
Like it's currently, suffered a great deal of damage.
It's super fucked up.
Yeah.
I feel like that's more of a game mechanic that could become a story plot as opposed to anything else. Like,
The idea of playing a crew that has a ship that owes a bunch of money is a time-honored sci-fi role-playing game thing. It comes from Traveller, which is, 1974. And almost invariably, you spend time focusing on it. You make money. You pay it off. You keep the debt going. And some point along the way, someone is like, we should just steal it and stop paying for it. Yep, or the ship gets blown up, in which case
something
then you
have like
to
that.
Lease another one.
It's not going to be a cool episode where we spend $900,000 paying off the ship. We will obviously upgrade it a billion times over, and then eventually, we're not going to be and it's paid off.
It basically puts pressure on the group as a narrative mechanic so that if y'all are like, well, we're just going to save our money and not pay off the thing, I can be like, awesome, bounty hunters come after you. Or you get, the Ace and Repo Men, come after you. So you get some space cowboys on your tail. So,
We get bored because Adam doesn't give us any fighting sequences for 3 or 4 weeks. Just not pay our bills and it'll come to
fighting
us.
Sequences.
There you go. Also, a lot of people, I had no idea this existed. This is mind blowing to me. The episode recaps on the wiki are expansive as you want them to be. They go into completely telling
step
you everything
detail.
That we said in the show, as well as describing exactly what was happening. It's a little bit interpretive, but it does a very good job of explaining everything, which is pretty crazy.
Shout out to all those guys.
Yeah, and they do it for almost every episode that I've seen.
Yep.
Which is just insane. Awesome. Just insane.
Yeah, and the what's cool too is the names of the episodes, and inside the episodes link to the Q&A too. So if you watch the episode, you have the wiki you can read, and then you'll have a link to the Q&A if you have specific questions, and I'll get notified. So even if it's like months down the line, I'll try to remember and answer your question.
Yeah. That's insane. It's swansong.wikia.com if you want that link. Just insane. Any other questions you guys want to pull from? Adam, you highlighted most of these. Was there any?
Yeah, I highlighted a bunch of these. Someone asked, I guess this is one thing that I did want to talk a little bit about, is from a GM perspective, the universe can seem pretty hostile. Someone asked me, where are the feel-good factions? Where are the factions that, you really want to root for? And I kind of point to, first of all, the real world. Name any organization that doesn't have some dark secret.
America.
But also, keep in mind that the universe has, again, it has no centralized authority. It's all very Wild West, and everyone's really in it for themselves. That all the alliances are built on temporary use, and so the players are only going to get as much out of a faction as they're willing to give back. And so, with Rajani being put in charge of the syndicate, she likes the Swan Song because they did something for her. So it's meant to feel very transactional. It's meant to feel very very hostile, but that you can become someone important by pushing hard and making money, basically. Which I hope is the thing that bleeds down into the moment-to-moment stuff in the game. The characters are desperate to get what they want in a universe where everyone is also doing the same.
Mo money, mo problems. Basically, it just comes to it comes back.
Mo grav tanks, mo problems.
Yeah. Mm. What? This is kind of my own personal question, but what is Vincent up to, Adam?
He's either died of an aneurysm.
Yeah.
Or I think there was some talk of him starting a like Nika Starlight like return home like tour. Because she found religion and is like coming home to Majid. So she's gonna be on tour, and I think he's gonna manage that tour, which should be interesting. It's not the last we've seen of Vince Pollard, certainly.
There you go. Yep.
I real quick, I saw something about the wheelchair just from one time right before Victor's death. I was fucked up from some psychic aftermath, and there was a wheelchair, and I spent like a couple episodes in a wheelchair, and ever since then Piani has just had an affinity. She really enjoyed being pushed around by the various cast members, and so that's where that came from.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's your end, Eric or Steven.
Hey Piani, I found this neat thing. It has wheels.
Get her in a chair and she'll literally roll over for you.
I like this question, and then we'll do the proper recap.
The Prosper. Go ahead. Sorry.
The Prosper, yeah. If you had to pick a theme song for your character, which song would you pick?
Oh shit.
This is part where everyone says I know John Cena.
This video, which I'll link in chat right now, from the Titanfall fight, is the fucking perfect song for
It's that cover for it's the what were we talking? We were talking about it before. What's the name of the band? Damn it! It's from end of Fight Club. It's a Pixies cover, or it might just be a Pixies song. It is a really good song.
Yeah. That's a great one.
Right in the feels every time.
Mm-hmm. I think Higgins' song is Jerry Reed. When you're hot, you're hot. If you've never heard that before, just go listen to it. It'll make sense. That's the song for Higgins.
God, Eric's would probably be Experimental Film by They Might Be Giants.
Of course. Nice.
That's a good reference.
Awesome.
Piani's is Tumbawumba.
No.
I have no idea. I this is going to be a weird reference, but on the show The Leftovers, there are two theme songs. One of them is the very solemn, like, and you know it when you hear it, like, oh God, shit's about to get fucked right now. And then there's the other one, which is solemn, but it's that song. That's the song. I know that helps no one. I'll post it when I find it.
I think I saw a Reddit post on that. Is that the one where they sing it?
It's the one that has a singing version to it, but they normally play
they normally
it
don't.
Just instrumental. Yes. Gotcha. Yes.
All right. What about Adam, what about like for Pi, you for your characters?
Yeah, if Pi had a theme song,
it Parents would probably... Just Don't Understand by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
I was going to say
everyone's Skrillex.
Probably thus spake Zarathustra, classic AI theme song.
Sure.
For Connor, I don't know, something by Baby Metal, probably.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, some really trashy Japanese pop.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know for everybody else. Those two for sure. Yeah.
There you go. And then for the proper recap. So on the last episode, a bunch of shit happened, mainly with the result of Eric colossally fucking up.
Colossal.
So yeah. We had some, and we can kind of do this as a group. I won't be the one leading it, but there was an episode where we had a bunch of, were they like radioactive metals or the equivalent?
Well,
we can kind of talk
about the last, like the last arc that resulted in where we're at. Right now, right? Like this arc comes from Piani having the eye and everything kind of revolving around Vinaya, which is the planet you've been on for a while now. this was this is the result of coming to this planet to get rid of, to offload the water supply that you had, to point Rajani and her goons back to where they could get more, and to salvage the space station you were on, because the space station was sort of the little like one off like in between missions thing that you did. So, you know, this whole thing started around like the Purity Initiative and kidnapping the Purity Initiative's prefect and reintroducing him to the wonders of heroin. Thanks, Eric, for that.
Yeah,
he was in pain.
Yeah. Yeah. So you dealt with him and then went to the station, went to Pitcairn Station, came back to the planet, and I gave you a little bit of I was like, you can do your own thing. You can kind of pursue your own goals, and this is why you've been making bombs and adopting drug addicts and trying to deal with the bounty hunter that's been on your tail. And the bounty hunter is the result of capturing that prefect guy from the Purity Initiative. Yeah. So it's all kind of like dealing with things, like having some of that, like some people were asking, having some of your past catch up with you. And to that end, if you remember Alpharius, the bounty hunter that you killed, he's also from Andoni. And so there was looking in the mirror kind of things with Andonia. Yeah, he's a living, or was a living Andonian. So that last arc has really been about me kind of like letting the tether out a little bit and giving you guys some space to pursue your own goals. But prior to that, most of the arcs in the game have been driven by job assignments that you get from this centralized database, which I let basically Twitch chat and the viewers of the show vote on to kind of drive the game around. So we'll likely pick one of those up soon to aim you in that direction. But
I don't know how soon it's going to be, though. We got to get the fuck off of this planet. And I feel like it's going to take a while. Because we don't have a fucking working ship at all. And, like, well, we'll save, like, the cliffhanger, I guess, for the very end of the recap. But I honestly don't know what we're supposed to do in the story once we have our conversation. Because there is a giant fucking hole in the side of our ship. And we also just like blew up the entire spaceport. Like, we're responsible for a thousand plus people. You said it was super.
Yeah, it super was like compacted. The entire spaceport. Everybody it was got a, like psychic screamed, basically.
Yeah, it's a very serious localized psychic event, and it will definitely draw the attention of what I think is shaping up to be a major player, if not kind of the big player coming up soon. Is you've been involved with the Hovaden Caliphate, so
yeah.
They're a new power in the sector in terms of what we've seen, and they're definitely gonna notice because they're the ones that control those crystals, and are interested in investigating that for sure.
What's Alpharius currently up to, Jeff? In the latest episode, do you remember where your character is at? What you're doing?
It was an emotional episode for him. He kind of investigating the bounty hunter came across the fact that they shared a home world, and a lot of his ship was decked out kind of proudly of stuff from there. So it, I believe, ended with him actually in the room with the lights off, looking at a projected image of his, at the time, untouched planet, which is, of course, now not the case. It's completely ravaged and destroyed and apocalyptic. So
yeah, and that's
sad.
And that scene was very much a kind of throwback to or a reference to the last time we saw Andoni from space, which was the big kind of like ruined world.
Yeah. And that was from the captain, the bounty hunter captain's ship that had all of
yes.
the... Did I give you that pistol, Jeff, or do I have it?
We were like,
I don't know where
I think
settled
I said leave it
that.
There, is what I said.
Okay. All right. And then Wheat for Piani. She's kind of all over the place at this point in time, right?
With what exactly?
Just everything. Like, you're dealing with your eye. You're now dealing with the ship being blown up. You weren't there when that happened, so you just kind of,
yeah,
like, dealt with that.
Yeah, and we just
by
came off the arc of, like, Pi being the most threatened he's ever been on the Swan Song with the nanos. So, you know, like, more than ever, there's, like, a period of uncertainty I think, with Piani, and she's even herself trying to figure out. Adam mentioned earlier, like, how far would you go to protect your child? That's now a, how far would you go to protect your child who could essentially kill us all, right? Like, that's a different, it's like a different way of thinking about things, so.
Yeah, and then we left off on the show. The rest of the crew, from my understanding, was all back at the Swan Song. Or working their way to the Swan Song. And Pi confronted Higgins and basically said, like, basically they made an ultimatum of, like, you're either not getting out of this alive or we're going to have to figure something out.
Yeah, I had been waiting to have that conversation, like, as Pi with you as Higgs for, like, months and months. Where I was just like, okay, now's the time. Like, Pi finally has you off the ship, has the upper hand, and can be like, yeah, I've got four of me now and we all have guns and you're sitting there. Let's have a talk, Higgs.
Yeah, yeah. And the cliffhanger was that I told Pi that what was the phrasing I said? Because I guess I don't want to give too much away. But I said I had someone you could talk to and that they would know what to do or something like
you
that.
Yeah, you said you wanted to introduce Pi to somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
No. Oh, yeah.
Because Pi is aware of the Luminary.
Yes, yeah, Pi knows everything that's gone on the ship.
Yeah, yeah. He's been reading the emails, blah, blah, blah. So that's like right where we left off. And that's where we will continue when we continue with Roleplay Swan Song, whatever that is. Because next week, I'm in San Fran, and the week after that, we got PAX South. So we might have a longer break. But we can do other shows. We might be able to do a show next week. We'll try to figure it out. But yeah, I hope this was helpful to people. I know it was helpful to me as a player, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was fun.
It's always fun.
Yeah, it was really nice to sit down and get
it's good to just reminisce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's do some shout outs and then we'll call it a recap. So Wheat, we always start with you. Feel free.
Great. I'll see you next week, JP. Thanks for tuning in to the recap of Swan Song. Hard to believe that it's actually been as long as it has. And I was actually thinking about this before the show started, but of all the role plays I've done, this is now like easily the longest running that I've been a part of. So thank you, not only cast and DM, but community as well for tuning in week after week and putting up with this crazy shit that happens on this ship. So appreciate it. Other than that, we'll see you tomorrow streaming and this weekend.
There you go.
Peace.
Jeff, have you, there's a mod for XCOM. Have you checked it out yet?
Oh, I was going to
say,
Have you checked out Longmore? Because I was playing Longmore.
It's a really good, you should check it out.
Yeah, check it out. Check out the Longmore.
I meant to troll you at the start, then we just didn't catch up at all. So I was like, I'll leave it for the, do some shout outs, sir. And also play some Longmore. Please.
Oh boy. Hey, thanks everyone for tuning in. Awesome. I actually kind of obsess over our shows. I really like they're like part of my television that I go to for entertainment. So this wasn't so much as an update for me because I'm like way into the story actually, but it was really cool reminiscing and awesome. And just I like that we pay respects and have fun with what we've done because I think it's really cool. I wanted to give a special shout out. I didn't get to do it in the show as much, but I think I'm not saying your name at all correctly because I'm American, but your name is like Alarnia Zero on YouTube, who made that Titanfall video. I've linked it a couple times in the chat, but like I actually think that's an incredible piece of art. I think it's really good. I think the song's perfect. I think the style is really fun and awesome and captures a lot of it, so I could talk more about it, but just thank you. And as I said during the show, too, it's not just this guy, but a lot of people have made incredible art. Anna for Christmas actually contacted several of you, and I have a couple framed pictures, one of Vincent Longbourn and one of Mr. Sicarian, and I will love it forever.
Wheat, did you see this? Because I didn't see this. This the was just posted one? About 3 hours ago.
Yes, yeah. I did see that one. Yes, and it's amazing.
It's fucking ridiculous.
There's also one that just got posted to the wiki, I think, of Alfarius, right?
Oh yeah, the one of Alfarius in that same...
Same style.
Oh yeah,
same
sketch.
Dev texture. Okay, it's incredible.
I will say that in my mind, I feel like no one has captured Higgins yet. I don't know what he looks like in my mind, but no one's like nailed it yet. But I feel like this is like a perfect Alfarius.
Yeah,
that's so good.
Challenge.
The eyes are incredible in particular.
Yeah.
I've been streaming XCOM. I will continue to stream that tonight. I will probably stream it tomorrow and so on and so forth. I'm really excited for XCOM 2, which comes out in early February. That's like my number two game. It's what I get really, really hyped about and excited for. So I've been enjoying it, but when I say I've been enjoying it, what I actually mean is it's been cutting into my sleep. It's been creating anxiety for me. I'm not depressed, I wouldn't say, but I might die. So that's XCOM. Having a good time with it. What else was I going to... I go to Warhammer Tournament this weekend, and then in a couple weeks, I'm going to be taking my first cruise ever, which will be really fun. That's
nice.
My life in a nutshell. So thank you.
There you go. How far have you gotten in XCOM? Like, what is there? Is it a week or what?
Like, it's been a week. I'm on try number 23 or something like that. Okay. I'm doing classic impossible or a classic Iron Man.
Yeah,
which I have beaten before. But for whatever reason, this time around, I'm getting rolled up and down.
A lot of it's RNG.
There is a lot of RNG. I also play an aggressive brand of XCOM. Like, this is the other fun part for streaming is people are like very consistent. Like, this has long war, but then also like, I actually like to play it pretty quick, but obviously at this difficulty, you can't play it super fast. So I'm kind of slowing it down a little bit and we're having fun. Are you going to play it in classic Iron Man, by the way?
I haven't decided yet.
Please, JP, I love watching.
I want to beat it. The thing is, I have a very, very, very tight schedule until the game comes out, and I can't, like, I can't restart 22 times. But maybe since I've already beaten the game.
Oh, no.
Maybe I think the problem with XCOM, at least as it is, classic is probably a little bit too hard, but normal is a little bit too easy for sure.
You get a certain point, normal is very easy. Yeah,
yeah,
I agree. We'll see. By the way, the same person just posted the Higgins one. That's it. Pretty close. It's not bad.
That's pretty great.
Dude, that's amazing.
He looks so much more disarming than I would expect Higgins to look, but that's really
good. But he's got that smile and the look in his eyes with his eyebrows raised that he does look like he'll shoot you if you turn around.
You know, he looks a little bit like Han Solo.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was definitely an inspiration for I think I said that in the opening, so yeah. That's good.
That's awesome.
That's good. I'm interested to see where he goes.
This guy's actually just winging them out, by the way. He calls them, it was funny, because these are incredible.
Sketches. Yeah.
He calls them sketches. People are like, that's not a sketch. He was in my chat when I was streaming. He's like, I'm going to do one of Piani. And unless he's like an elaborate internet weirdo, which do exist, he actually, over the course of like 2 hours, produced that picture. It was literally a sketch.
Yeah.
Unless that is like, and again, there are fucking weirdos on the internet. So maybe he's like, I'll do this Eric one. All of a sudden, 2 minutes later, he's like, just this gigantic.
I've been self-teaching in digital art lately. Like, there's a lot of amazing resources out there. And it is amazing because you think it's such a complex and complicated thing. But when you have people who just have raw talent, all it does is speed up the art process. Like, I can't believe how much faster I can do it after a week. I can only imagine guys that have been doing digital at work for so long. Like, it doesn't surprise me that someone could just be like, let me just play.
This is the same guy that –
like, it's amazing. You guys are fucking amazing.
This is the same guy that did this. So I'm totally on board.
Oh, damn.
That's good shit. That's good
shit. There he is. He's in chat. He's Dev Texture. He said he did yours over the start of – well, so 3 hours, this stream.
Yeah.
That's wild.
I think we didn't spend too much time talking about that, but the fan art for Swantong has been out. And we do talk about that, but it is actually insane. It is actually insane. Steven, we got to do some shout-outs because we got to get the fuck out of here. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Hello, everybody. I'm Steven, and I play Eric on Swantong. You can follow me around on the internet at Silent Osiris. The O is a zero. And you can even go subscribe to my Twitch channel if you want to, and then you can put my face in Twitch chat. And that's the best part of subscribing to me. I don't have a whole lot else to say. I love Swan Song and it's awesome, and I can't wait to see where else it goes this year. I can't wait to see what else happens to Eric. I think Eric was probably like my most interesting character for me so far. Because not only is he kind of like a big teddy bear, but also he's willing to just like telekinesis you up against a wall and make you sign the damn paper if he's feeling tired. He's like, stop
Stop
being human.
Stop.
Sometimes he blows up an entire city of people, basically.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, these things happen.
And that's Eric.
There you go. There you go. Last but not least, Adam, do some shout-outs, sir.
I'm Adam. I'm the GM. I'm responsible for keeping track of these goofballs. This has been such a good episode for me. I needed it. Get me all situated so we can start up again soon and see what the next thing to happen to the crew is. I'm really excited. I like playing this game a lot. I'm also the GM of Roleplay Mirror Shades, which is totally fun and kooky in a completely different way. One time, Dodger and we did a karaoke together impromptu on
still
the show.
Still the worst moment in the show.
So if you want to see that, watch that show. Otherwise, you can follow me on Twitter at Skinny Ghost or on Twitch, twitch.tv/AdamCoble, where I play role-playing games and I talk about game design and narrative. Also, as usual, even though this was kind of a Q&A already, I made a thread. There's a Q&A for the Q&A. So if we didn't, if you had questions and we didn't answer them, or you have some stuff that's come up and you're curious about it, just pop over to JP subreddit. And that's it for me.
There you go. All right. We'll try to figure out the next episode. PAX South is in 2 weeks, so I'm 100% sure there will not be an episode that week because I'm gone Monday through Monday. So
well, Marcus and I are on a boat in the middle of the ocean.
So. Yeah, you guys are going on. When do you get back from that cruise? What date?
Saturday the 30th.
Yeah. It was
okay. Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know.
All right. So February.
Something like
good.
That.
All right, and then we'll try to figure something out for next week. We might be able to do something.
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 We'll see though. We'll see.
All right.
Anyways, that's it for the Swan Song Recap. Hopefully this helped you guys. Feel free to let us know in the comments here on YouTube and also in Twitch and also on the QA thread if it did help, because I think we'll probably do this maybe after every arc. It'd be a fun thing just to just to have a conversation about it all in front of some cameras. So that's it though. Have a great night, everyone. We'll see you all later. Have a good one.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Why are we all racist all of a sudden?
What?
See you later, bye.